You're a bank. No, you're a trader. Generating over 100 million trades per day, processing 200,000 transactions per second, where a second could cost or make you millions. Or maybe you're a specialist hospital, providing the most efficient care possible, using technology to prevent an onset and inform vital information fast, predicting the health of your patients before they know it. No, you're a fast food cafe, able to take real-time action on the choice of your pizza variety, able to foresee what is selling well and act on it, run a promotion one day and know whether to order less or more by the next. Or maybe you're a research institute, forecasting floods before the rain starts to fall, predicting the threat before it impacts lives. Wait, you're a steel plant, monitoring the safety of over 25,000 employees, controlling access, regulating process, following policies. The power of data is transforming the world. When used to its potential, it holds the promise to solve our toughest problems, to disrupt the competitive landscape and create new business opportunities. That's why an end-to-end data platform can provide you with the best insights to take the right decisions. For the complete solution, Microsoft Data Platform.
Hi, welcome to Microsoft Virtual Academy. At the beginning, let me introduce myself. My name is Dina Medhan. I am working at Microsoft as a technology solution specialist. I am a specialist in Microsoft data platform and cloud solution. I'm covering different regions in Africa, West, East, Central Africa, and Indian Ocean Island. I'm trying to support the activities of the organization so they can use the data that they have to have relevant information from this data and to add value to their business. Before joining Microsoft, I was working as a business development manager in Egypt and as a technical support advisor in Canada. And I hold a PhD from Institut National Polytechnique de Toulouse, France. And during my career, especially during or when I was preparing my PhD, I was in the same situation. I was in a situation that I had different data sources, different types of data, data coming from the simulation tools, data coming from the measurements, the Excel files, and I had to extract the data from the different sources to do analysis and to find the relationship between different data. So, and at the end, I have to submit reports and dashboards quickly. So that's why I am here today to present data platform solution, especially for digital transformation. So before talking more in details, let's see what is the agenda for our course today. So we have different modules. The first module will be an introduction, a general overview about data platform solution, about digital transformation. So what is digital transformation and what is data platform? Then we'll focus more in the second module about on SQL Server 2016 with the mission of everything built in. Then the third module will be around Power BI. So what is Power BI and how it's a really easy tool to use to create dashboards and reports in an easy way, dynamic way, to have an overview, quick overview about the business and to take faster decision. And finally, the last module will be a conclusion about our course. So for the introduction, let's start by digital transformation. So what is digital transformation? So as you know, that technology transformed the world around us. All of us are, we are using different devices, different mobile phone, tablets, electronic devices. There is data everywhere. We are using a lot of applications, social media, websites. So as you can see, technology is transforming the world, and the organization have to transform their product, they have to transform their business to adapt with the technology. So, and even this transformation, they have, or all the sectors have to transform their product and their business for the different sectors. So it's not only a specific sector, but we can say that for education, manufacturing, telecommunication, engineering, media. So all the sectors have to adapt their business with the technology and with the transformation. So we can say even that that data is everywhere. So in order to adapt with the technology, in order to have more value added to the business, we have to work on the data. Because we know that there is data everywhere. There is data in the internal system of the companies, of the organization, when, for example, the interaction between the different departments. Also, there is data when dealing with external system, when dealing with customers, social media, to know the feedback of customer on the performance of the organization. Also, there is data when for the customer service, for the technical support. So as you can see, all types of interaction generate data, generate different types of data. And even the opportunity is bigger than that. We can say that the organization that they are going to use the data that they have will have value added to their business comparing to the organization that would not use the data. And we can say that $0.6 trillion can be added to the business of this organization who are going to use the data. So how to do that is to use all types of data, not only traditional data, not only database, but to use structured data, unstructured data, big data, data coming from database, files, websites, social media, to benefit from all the data that you have in your system. Also, by using different solution for analysis, different solution for reporting, to do prediction, to do like more analysis and more advanced analytics on the data. So this is what like what is digital transformation, where we are actually, where we are, what is digital transformation and how we have to adapt the business to the technology and with the transformation around us. Now let's talk about, so we said that in order to adapt with the technology, we have to work on the data. So Microsoft like help the organization by giving them data platform solution. So what is data platform solution? So we can say it's the structure of data platform is three main layers. So what are the three main layers? The first layer here we can extract the data, the different types of data from the different sources, as we said, like for example, from database, from files, from social media, from different data sources. You can extract even from sensors, from different data sources. Then the second layer would be like here we work on the data. We prepare the data, we filter the data to match the data, to make sure that there is no like redundancy, there is no data repeated because they are coming from different sources. So you can do more analysis, you can do all types of machine learning prediction, you can centralize the data using the data warehouse to centralize the data in your organization. Then the final layer we can say is the visualization part. Here, after we have prepared the data, after we have centralized the data, you can do all types of reports and dashboards in an easy way. So you can have like an overview about the business, you can take even a faster decision about your business and about the performance of your business. So as you can see, this is like the digital transformation we are talking about every day, how to benefit from that, how to adapt the business to the transformation, to the technology, and how to work on data. So the key is the data. Data is the electricity. We can say the new electricity is the key. So once the data is well prepared, is organized, is in order, we manage the data. So you can have like relevant information from this data. You can add big value to your business. So after we have presented what is digital transformation and what is the structure of the data platform, let's talk a little bit about the position of Microsoft in the market. Regarding, for example, business intelligence, so according to Forrester Wave in 2015, so Microsoft is the leader for the part of business intelligence and the creation of reports, dashboards in an easy way, in a good way. This is for Forrester. Now let's go to Gartner. So what was like the research of Gartner? That Microsoft, as you can see, is leader for the different parts of the data platform. So Microsoft is the leader for database management system in 2015. Also one of the leaders for business intelligence and analytics platforms, and also one of the leaders for data warehouse, where we said that you can centralize the data using the data warehouse. So this was in 2015. Now, for 2016, you will find that Microsoft is still leader and one of the leader for the different parts of data platform. So there is, for example, the part of data warehouse, the advanced analytics, the business intelligence platform. And Microsoft is still on top of the IT organization, as you can see, for everything related to operational database management system. So this was like the first module. It was like an introduction. What is digital transformation? And what is data platform? How we can benefit from the technology? How we have to match the business or to adapt the business to the technology and the transformation? And how we can do that by working on the data? And how we can work on the data, how to manage the data using data platform of Microsoft? And we have discussed like what are the main three layers of of the structure of data platform structure, and also we have discussed a little bit about the position of Microsoft for business intelligence, data warehouse, and all like the structure of the data platform. And now let's go to the second module, so we'll focus more on SQL Server 2016.